Christmas story now from the Holy Land, sort of. I've actually had to spend time in traffic jams in places like Gaza and the West Bank. Traffic jams caused by the use of donkeys. That's right. Same donkeys from those Christmas nativity scenes. Same donkey that got pregnant Mary to the inn in Bethlehem. You know the story. But to this day, the donkey is still part of the so-called transportation infrastructure of the Middle East. Through decades of conflict, poverty, and instability, the donkey, still one of the cheapest ways to travel, has been a constant companion and hauler of freight, but perhaps not for too much longer. Yes, technology is catching up with the donkey, finally. Reporting for our partner, the BBC, from Gaza, here's John Donison.
Gaza's chaotic livestock market is not for the faint-hearted or sensitive of nose. With the sun rising through the dust and detritus, traders tout and tussle to get the best price. And it is here you encounter Gaza's most iconic beast, the donkey. Through decades of conflict, poverty and instability, it's proved ever dependable as a means of getting about. But everyone here says the donkey is facing troubled times. Fatih Bedouin is one of the traders. With a pirate beard and a weathered complexion, he tells me that in the last year, the price of donkeys has dropped from as much as $1,000 to less than $300. And if you listen carefully, you can hear he's blaming one thing.
And this is the tuk-tuk that they're talking about that's doing so much damage to the donkey. Chinese-made, smuggled in through tunnels from Egypt, and at least in more capable hands, much, much faster than its four-legged equivalent.
On roads across the Gaza Strip, there are now thousands of tuk-tuks, basically glorified motorbikes with carts on the back. Sama Fajum is a tuk-tuk dealer in central Gaza. He tells me he's selling between 10 and 15 tuk-tuks a month. At around $1,500, they're relatively cheap, and he says, unlike a donkey, they're clean and you don't have to feed them. Their crucial benefit, though, says Sama, is that they're quick. And that's not something you can say for the trusty steed belonging to Abdallah Aziz Dabour. He tells me he makes a few dollars a day with his donkey delivering cleaning products in northern Gaza. His donkey has seen him through all sorts of difficulties, from war to the economic blockade. Now, though, he says if he could save the money, he'd trade her in. But in a place like Gaza, where a crisis never seems far away, will the tuk-tuk have the same staying power?
John Donison from our partner at the BBC. Would we call him the technology reporter for the BBC? The livestock reporter? No, no. He's the correspondent from Gaza. Happy holidays.
Santa's got a little friend. His name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey. You'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, la, la.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.